The Altareb is saying in Perek Mem Beis that the fear of God, the minimal fear of God that is necessary for the performance of mitzvahs, is easily attainable through contemplation of God's presence and how God is watching, and also by training ourselves to seeing God and godliness in creation. However, that means that there is a certain effort necessary and a certain understanding and awareness necessary in order to have the fear. Now, in today's Shia, the Altareba says that there's an element of fear that is constant, that needs no preparation, that needs no contemplation, and this too should be remembered and should be used constantly. Another thing that a person should always remember is Loshon Chazal, the expression of the sages, Kabbalas El Malchus Shamayim. This phrase, Kabbalas El Malchus Shamayim, the acceptance of the yoke of heaven, is something that is constant and needs no reminder, it needs no contemplation. And also, same Tosim Alecha Melech, the pasuk that says, appoint upon yourself a king. As has already been explained elsewhere, earlier in Tanya, that this acceptance of the yoke of heaven and making yourself a king means that without contemplation and without need of understanding, there is the ability to respond to the yoke of heaven. Because God abandons, so to speak, he forgets, he leaves the higher and lower worlds and identifies himself only with us. And in response to that, we accept his kingdom, we accept the yoke of his kingdom. And this is the meaning of the bowing in the davening in the Shmoneh Esrei. Acha kabbalas el malchus shamayim bedibur bekriyashma. After having accepted the yoke of heaven orally in the Shema, where we say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, having accepted the yoke of heaven, we then go on in the Shmoneh Esrei to a bowing before God. Because in the bowing, we accept once again and express in actual deed this acceptance of the yoke of heaven, as is explained elsewhere at length. The meaning here is the emphasis on Kabbalas El Malchus Shamayim, and same Tosim Alecha Melech, means that you take upon yourself the kingdom of heaven, and you accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. There's a difference between Emunah and Seichel. The difference being that Seichel comes from the person. The way a person thinks and the way a person analyzes, the way a person observes, and the conclusion that he comes to, this produces in him the resolution or the commitment to godliness. Emunah means not that there is something within me that produces the commitment. It's not that my talent, my awareness, my understanding, my analysis, my conclusion leads me to accept the yoke of heaven, but rather it's the acceptance itself. Acceptance meaning a response to what is out there. Not an internal response. Not I am responding to what I understand and to what I know. I am responding to what is. And what is independent of my mood or my ability to understand. So emunah would mean that I feel instinctively the presence of God, and I respond to God's presence. Not I analyze it, and not I come to any conclusions about it, but rather the fact that God is the king, I have no choice but to accept him as my king. And that's called emunah. That's called pure emunah. That I am responding to an already given fact, because God is king, as he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miniach es hayeinu v'tachteinu u'miyachad malchusei aleinu. God foregoes the higher and lower creations and singles us out to be our king. Therefore, in response to him, we accept his kingdom. Since he is our king, we have no choice but to be his subjects. So it's not that I am making something of myself. It's not that I am coming to some conclusion as a result of my analysis. I'm simply responding to the reality. The reality is that he is God and he is our king, and therefore I have no choice but to behave appropriately. And that kind of an awareness, that kind of acceptance of the yoke of heaven, is something that can be constant, something that every person can do. It doesn't depend on the edelkeit of your neshama, and it doesn't depend on your understanding of godliness. Every person, regardless of what level he's on, can have this element of fear that is based on faith, meaning based on the reality. A response to the reality. In the Hayem Yem, for the 25th of Nisan, Chof Hei Nisan, which is also the 10th day of the Omer, the Rebbe writes that Ho Aveda Hi B'chol Odom L'fi Mehusei U'Malosei. Aveda is relative. It depends on the person, his character, and his abilities. Mishi yesh biyode linkev margolies, ilulte shavonim teves, a person who has the ability to drill pearls or polish gems, which is an aveda that is a more elevated, a more skilled aveda. And instead, v'esik ba'avedas meleches afias lechem, instead he devotes himself or he involves himself in baking bread, u'muvan dugmas kol ze ba'aveda, and we can understand the analogy of this to the aveda in godliness in Yiddishkeit. Hagam shi aveda melocha nitzeches b'me'ed, although baking bread is a very necessary aveda, b'chol ze lechet yechoshev le'ishahu, yet it will be considered a sin and a fault on the part of a person who could be doing more skilled labor that he devotes himself to a less skilled labor, even though the less skilled is just as important.